Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks City Council certified the results of the October 1st municipal election. City Clerk Danielle Snyder administered the oath of office to Mayor Jim Matherly, who was elected to serve a second term.
And I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As City Mayor of the City.
As City Mayor of the City.
Of Fairbanks, Alaska.
Of Fairbanks, Alaska.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Snyder also swore in City Council members Valerie Therrien, an incumbent, and newcomer Aaron Gibson. Gibson is taking over a seat formerly held by Catherine Otterston, who did not run for re-election. Also last night, the council adopted a resolution that could signal the beginning of the end for the long vacant and deteriorating Polaris Hotel. The measure declares the council's support for applying for a federal grant to help pay for the remediation of asbestos, mold, and other biohazards in the nearly 70-year-old downtown high-rise.
Our specific task is to take down a 95,000-square-foot building on a 16,500-square-foot site.
City Council Member David Prues co-introduced the Polaris resolution.
We have to have a project, we have determined, ready to go with an investor developer so we can get the $10 million from a federal entity to do that.
Prues is referring to the Environmental Protection Agency's Brownfields program, which helps municipalities pay for cleaning up contaminated properties in preparation for their redevelopment. Councilmember Jerry Cleworth took issue with the scope of redevelopment in the resolution, saying options should not be limited to housing and an arts center.
I don't want this to be focused on just one project or two projects. There are a lot of exciting things out there that could happen on this property if we ever get the Polaris taken down.
Cleworth says he'd like to see the resolution promote retail development, including what he called a high-end marketplace downtown,
which would bring people into the core not only during the day but also into the evening.
Cleworth also expressed concern about the price tag of the redevelopment plan.
There's an annual deficit projected on the project if it ever came to fruition of close to $1.5 million, and again, that's without the debt service. It would require us raising the sales taxes on hotel motel, 4% or something. It would require an ongoing subsidy.
The resolution was amended to include language promoting construction of major retail outlets and condominiums and was passed unanimously by the council. People learning Yupik have a new way to practice the language. A mobile app aims to help aspiring speakers develop their skills. KDLG's Izzy Ross reports.
All right, so we're looking at the Yupikdin app, Lesson 3, Foods. So we're going to learn.
Michelle Olitzik and Diane Wetter are trying out a new way to learn Yupik during a conference at the Bristol Bay campus in Dillingham.
Ramchat.
The Yupikdin app has games and lessons with pictures of local people acting out words and phrases, and it was put together by Esther Olitzik, the director of Yupik Studies for the Southwest Region School District. She's also Michelle's mother. Esther's department has spent years building a curriculum to strengthen oral language skills.
It was something that the district, my district, had recommended that we revitalize the Yupik language. But we needed something else to help the student and community members.
Esther began to develop the app in 2016. To do so, she gathered a committee of community members, elders, and instructors from villages around the region. Along with 45 lessons and features that focus on basic vocabulary and grammar, the app has cultural lessons and historical photos of people from the area. It also includes a Yupik dance video and rhymes.
Okay, the chant is in the springtime, and I used to always sing this as a little girl, and I don't even remember how I learned it. But in the springtime, you'd see the robins come, and you always sang this to the robins. And so that was one of my favorite memories, to sing to the robin. Bidukchulik is a robin. Bidukchulik, nolik tok tok. The robin married. Got married.
Pronunciation of the same word can vary, even from village to village. So when Nalitzik and her team developed the app, they made sure to include different pronunciations, using local voices from Nustuyahok, Manakotik, Togiak, and Aleknagik. Back at the campus, Michelle and Diane are learning those subtle differences.
It's also another way to say it. A different dialect, I think, is Hama.
Gumchucks.
Yeah.
Michelle says the app is so helpful because it's geared towards all levels.
What I really like about the quiz portion of it is there's a section where you can record your own voice saying the word, and then you can compare it to them saying the word, so you can kind of hear maybe how yours differs and what you need to work on.
Esther cautions that the app is only supplementary. While it provides an introduction to UBIC, she says that nothing can replace good, old-fashioned classes. Still, the games on the app can help solidify the lessons. According to Esther, the app is part of building a bridge to past generations and encouraging people to explore their history. The Yurtun app was released in August. Now, instructors and students can download it on iPhones and iPads. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
And I'm Dan Bross.